The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, here we go. It's time for the Wednesday edition of the Daily 10. Your friend Matt back with you to take you on this 10-minute sports journey, and it will be a fun journey today. Atlanta's only podcast for Atlanta, by Atlanta, with all the stuff you guys care about the most. And I know you're caring about the Braves, who are off to the National League Championship Series for a second consecutive season. What a win last night to close out the Brewers 5-4. That really was an unbelievable game. Crazy crowd, ridiculous atmosphere, huge momentum swings. It was truly exhausting just watching. I can't even imagine being in the game. So many different guys stepped up, really, on both sides, but for the Braves specifically, whether it was at the plate or on the mound to help close out that game, because that was dangerously close to, we're going back to Milwaukee for game five. And Corbin Burnes is waiting with a very hostile crowd. Instead, it was Freddie Freeman, and of course it was Freddie Freeman, providing the biggest moment of his career with the go-ahead home run off Josh Hader, which, again, what a moment. Think back to Eric Hinsky's home run about a decade ago against the Giants in the playoffs. Well, this was, you know, that moment times 10. Think about Adam Duvall's pinch-hit home run a couple of years ago against the Cardinals in the playoffs. This was that, but just on steroids, because it was Freddie. It was Freddie off Hader in that moment with the series and the game and everything hanging in the balance. I saw this note that I loved. That home run by Freeman was only the second go-ahead home run in the sixth inning or later of a series clinching a win for the Braves in their history. The other, David Justice in 1995, the Game 6 home run, the solo shot. So Freddie and David Justice share that in common. I thought the other thing of note, how about the emotion from Freddie as he was rounding the bases when he got back to the dugout? That was unlike anything we've ever seen from Freddie in his career. It's a pretty reserved guy, but he loved it. The curtain call was awesome. The whole scene was just, it was perfect. The game featured so much stuff that deserved a lot of attention. Like, you could go inning by inning with the drama in that game. The Braves answering back both times after the Brewers put up two spots in the fourth and fifth. I thought some really good ABs, which, the way this series has gone, folks, good ABs have been few and far between. But Eddie Rosario with the two-strike, two-out single to tie the game in the fourth. Travis d'Arnaud going the other way for a two-out, two-strike single in the fifth to tie the game at four. And even give Jock Peterson a little credit, just making contact on that fielder's choice before d'Arnaud hit, made the game 4-3. That fifth inning specifically for the Braves had so much postseason baseball feel to it. And these are the things I've been talking about, that when the home runs aren't there, how can you grind out runs? How can you grind out ABs and put an inning together? That fifth inning for the Braves featured an Ozzie Albies infield single with one out. Austin Riley, good at bat, comes up with a walk. Adam Duvall gets hit with a 0-2 pitch to put him on base and load the bases before the Jock fielder's choice and the d'Arnaud single. It's always awesome to get the three-run home run, and we love what Jock Peterson did the game before, but grinding out runs, putting those innings together in the postseason, you got to do it somewhere, and the Braves did it last night. I also loved the decision, and I said this as much on the podcast yesterday and on the radio, to start Charlie Morton. He did really good work for three innings. I thought you saw him get tired in the fourth. I think Snit stayed with him a hit or two long. But I also think you saw why the Braves didn't trust Waskari Noah to start that game. He's not the same guy we saw in the first half. The slider that he hung last night to Rowdy Tellez, the same slider he hung to Manny Machado in San Diego in the final week of the season. It's the same inconsistencies Waskar is giving you pretty much every outing, that they felt a Charlie Morton on 3 days made more sense than giving Waskar Inoa a playoff start. And again, I supported the decision. I thought maybe the biggest surprise, or at least to the outside world on this, the Braves outpitched the Brewers' great starting staff. Braves' bullpen that didn't have a Josh Hader in it also outpitched the Brewers' pen. The starters for the Braves had a 1.77 ERA in 20 and a third innings pitched in the series. They struck out 29, walked just two. Braves starters held Milwaukee to a 1.76 average with a 4.71 OPS in the series. Combine that with the Braves' great defense, and it added up to a series win. The only issue for the Braves is they struggled running the bases, mostly Adam Duvall, which it happened again in Game 4. But thankfully, it did not kill them, or else it would be a bigger issue today. And a side note, baseball replay still confounds me. Last night, we found out they couldn't replay a easy missed call on that little pop-up into foul territory off the bat of Adam Duvall. If you have a replay and it's available, use it. Otherwise, I don't understand the point. It's just dumb. So now we'll wait and see who the Braves are going to face, whether it's going to be the Dodgers, which if they face LA, it'll happen here Saturday night and Sunday for games 1 and 2 of the NLCS. If the Giants end up winning that series, Braves will fly out west to start in San Francisco on Saturday night. Again, they'll play game 5 of their series tomorrow night in San Francisco with Julio Urias against Logan Webb. Someone asked me last night as I was leaving the park who I'd rather face in the LCS, and I responded with Arizona, but I don't think they're on the menu. Either way, it's going to be a bear of a series, but the way the Braves are pitching gives them a shot. One more note, and this is kind of nuts to think, whenever the Braves host, whether it's game 1 or game 3 of the NLCS, it'll be 20 years since the Braves have hosted a National League Championship Series game in Atlanta. The last time it happened was October 21st, 2001 at the old Turner Field. So, something to look forward to. We're brought to you by the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. If you're not going to the games, it's as good as being there. Flat screen TVs all around you. The ultimate sports bar experience. One of the biggest screens in Metro Atlanta. A walk-up window to order your drinks. A craft beer bar. Self-serve taps. Chef-inspired menu. You are going to love what the Daily Draft has to offer. It's easy to find in downtown Woodstock on Main Street or online at thedailydraft.net. Ask about the tailgate box or the game day platter to get your football viewing underway on Saturdays or Sundays. And when you go in for lunch, mention this podcast, The Daily 10. They will take 10% off your lunch order. Again, go to thedailydraft.net for more today. All right, I wanted to give you a little of the sounds of what the postgame celebration felt like last night. Brian Snitker taking his team to a second consecutive National League Championship Series. He's been at the helm for 4 straight division winners, and now he's led this team to 3 postseason series wins. Jim Powell, one of the voices of the Braves, had a chance to catch up with the skipper after the game.
How proud are you of this team right now?
Oh, it's unbelievable how proud I am of the team, our organization, everybody in this building. I mean, it's like I say, it takes a lot of people to make this thing happen. And but I'm so proud of these guys and what they've been through. And, you know, it's just, it's good to see that, you know, everything they've put into this, and they poured everything into it. You know, those relievers that we use in this series, I told them, it's like they got 4 days off and then I'm going to do it to them again. But they were just phenomenal. Everybody. I mean, the pitching was just so good in this series. I mean, my God. So everybody, I think it's a well-deserved, you should, you know, everybody should be proud, because it's quite an accomplishment to do what we're doing.
Did you anticipate Freddie doing something special, or did that surprise you?
I was sitting there, and usually if I start looking for something like that, it doesn't happen. And I don't know. I had so many things going through my mind. You know, he went up there and hit it, and I was like, oh, my God, he got it, you know. But I was looking ahead at who's going to pitch, and, you know, we kind of blew up the bench, and I was telling Max, you better put your cleats on, and, you know all those things. Then he hit the pitch, and then I'm like, oh, my God, that's just – you couldn't script that, you know, the way that happened. And he hit it off one of probably the best closer in the game.
Well, you made a couple of moves. You pushed a couple of buttons in the middle of the game, and you talked about blowing up your bench. You ran through a couple of guys early, bringing Arcia in to be a pinch hitter. And you know Craig Counsell is going to turn around and bring the righty in. And then you've got Rosario sitting there on the bench next to you. And, I mean, was that what your ultimate goal was, matchup?
I was just going to let them make the move. And at that point in time, with the bases loaded, I was kind of like, the heck with it. Let's go for it. We may not have the bases loaded again all night. So Eddie came through in a huge way. We knew he's going to go up there. He's aggressive. I mean, he hadn't seen a pitch he doesn't like yet. And got a huge, huge hit for us. Just, you know, and that kind of, it's like, okay, here we are again. We're okay. And, and you know, we're in the game. So that was big, and I don't know. It's almost like I just didn't want to hold anything back and leave anything in my pocket.
It was a great move. So congratulations, you did the right thing for sure. Will Smith, obviously the closer is going to take all kinds of bullets over the course of the season. That's the nature of the beast. But both of your clinching games, he's come in, it's been mostly drama-free.
He's been unbelievable. That guy has been so huge this year, and he never shies away. I say when that phone rings, he picks it up, and he's ready to go. And, you know, he never gives in. I mean, it's something, and I'm happy for him, too.
I know what kind of a man you are. What's it like for you to go in there and have the champagne celebration, come out here, and all the family, all the friends, everybody's out here on the field now that you celebrate together?
I love seeing the players, their families, their parents, the kids, the wives, get to, because they're big in this, you know. And it's really cool to kind of look around and see everybody enjoying this, because the parents should. They've been through a lot with these guys. The wives, Lord knows, they go through unbelievable things for these guys, and being away and, you know, raising the kids. And so it's nice when they all can be out here and celebrate it together. I love this. This is awesome.
I won't ask you about the NLCS quite yet, because you need to go relax somewhere and get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, I know, right?
And maybe in a day or two I'll call you up.
Yeah, we'll talk. It's always good to see you, my friend.
Great to see you too, Snit. Congratulations again.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Keep up the good work.
Snit's not going to bat 1,000 with a lot of his decisions, and I've been critical of his bullpen management at times. You cannot argue with the results, though, of what this team has done in the regular season and now over the last couple of postseasons, and they have a chance to take yet another step when they'll see either the Dodgers or the Giants coming up in the LCS. One final note, and this is kind of an unknown. Jorge Soler was ruled out yesterday before the game as he tested positive for COVID. I don't know the details on this, but I did hear if he's asymptomatic and he could test out, there's a chance the earliest he could return would be game 3 of the League Championship Series, which would be next Tuesday. But again, that's just a maybe. None of that is known. I don't know if he's vaccinated, if he's not, if he's asymptomatic. But those are just some of the things to keep in mind with Soler, who the Braves didn't have again, and they overcame yet another loss to a big piece of the puzzle. And Soler's been that, leading off for the Braves and playing right field. So congratulations to the Braves, your NL East champions, and now they win the division series. Next step, the League Championship Series, which we will talk about that coming up here this weekend. Go see my friends at the Daily Draft downtown Woodstock. It's a great place to watch all your games. You can see them at thedailydraft.net. Have lunch and mention this podcast. They'll take 10% off your lunch order. I'll be on the radio this afternoon in Atlanta on 680 The Fan. We're back again tomorrow for the next edition of the Daily 10.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy one-hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.